Well, it's time to go to the movies with Matt Olean. And Matt, this week you went to a women's caper film here, Hustlers.
Yeah, and it's doing great at the box office, Doug. It really checked all of the demographics off. You know, that's really what makes a hit movie. Women are going to it. Men are going to it. The film is very diverse, a lot of diverse people in the film. So many audiences out there are going to this film
and
because of the diversity. Yes. Yeah. So it's based on a true story, Doug. It is based on a true expose from a magazine done some years ago about a scam that was developed by a group of strippers to make a lot of money off rich men who come in, and they sort of developed this scheme to try to have more freedom. To kind of break away from the clubs that they kind of work at, and you know they want that freedom to really be entrepreneurs. That's really the driving force. Constance Wu from Crazy Rich Asians is the main character. She plays Destiny. She's a young stripper. She does not know all the moves. Jennifer Lopez, however, knows all the moves. She's Ramona, older dancer. And one of the great scenes in the film, I must say, is when J-Lo teaches her all the moves she knows on the pole. And in the scene, you have to be athletic and strong to do what she's doing. And J-Lo is 50 years old, and the costume she's wearing does not leave much to the imagination. So part of the commitment to her character is you really believe Jennifer Lopez as Ramona could be a professional dancer. Of course, she's a great performer, music person, but she really commits herself to the character, and that's why there is some Oscar talk already started about Jennifer Lopez for this film. Like the film a lot. The director is Lorraine Scafaria, and she really kind of does an homage to Martin Scorsese in several scenes. The opening scene of the film, Constance Wu walks into the club. It's this long scene with no cutting in the scene. It's like a long tracking shot, very typical that you would see in a Scorsese picture. And it has been described as Goodfellas for women. So maybe that's the Scorsese connection too. Once they get into the scheme and the scam, I thought the film lost a little of its steam, but overall, this is a very, very good film. It's a solid film. And what I like, too, that the director pulls off, it's a very even-handed film. I did not get the feeling that she was trying to deliver a message. And if she was, it's very subtle. You know, the overarching message, I guess, of the film is everyone's out to hustle. Everyone's out to make money. These Wall Street guys who come in got all kinds of money. Let's get some for ourselves. So it is a crime, of course, and you're going to have to go to the film to see what exactly happens. But she's even-handed, too, in terms of the sympathy. You understand from the dancer's perspective their lives. It really takes you into that life. And even though they're being paid, they want more freedom to do what they want to do. And also, the director gives you a sympathetic portrait of at least one of the men. For the most part, these are men with all kinds of money. But there is one sequence with a man where you feel sorry for him, what's going on to him. And that really becomes that crux in the film. What decision does Constance Wu need to make? Is this okay what they're doing, or is it not okay what they're doing? Let me say, too, she's really the lead character in this film. The film centers around her, her taking care of her grandmother, her taking care of her baby, wanting that life. J-Lo really is the ringleader of the operation. Whether J-Lo is promoted in lead actress or supporting, I really think it's a lead actress portrayal. She's funny in the film. She's sympathetic. She's wisecracking. You're not really sure of her motives all the time. And as I said, physically, she meets the demands of the character.
Well,
very impressive.
She's a box office draw. And she has
chops
as a performer. Mm-hmm. I mean, not just musical, but in a screen actor. So it's interesting to see her in a role like this, not that it's atypical. I'm intrigued always by the genre here, mm-hmm. because this is described as comedy, crime, drama. So it's not like one, you know, narrow path of genre they're going down here.
Yeah, and the director, Lorraine Scafaria, I want to give her a lot of credit. She really toes that line between those genres. It is funny at times. It's also kind of sad at times when we see the girls alone with these guys, you know, in the booths,
yeah.
where things get a little more physical, where money is handed out much more freely. okay, if I give you this much money, will you do this? This is where the moral ambiguity, moral decisions have to be made by the Constance Wu character and the Jennifer Lopez character, and they have two other friends that are in on their gang. I will say, despite the subject matter, there's not a lot of nudity. The nudity is really in the background. Like if the girls were in the dressing room, we don't see Jennifer Lopez and Constance Wu topless. We see girls in the background changing, things like that. So I thought that was pretty tastefully handled as well.
Okay, well, let's...
Not gratuitous is what I'm saying.
I want to go to this movie. I've seen the trailers. It's intriguing, and you offer, I think, an interesting observation about why I should see it.
Mm-hmm.
I have an Oscar trivia question for you that I found intriguing because, of course, the director of Hustlers is Lorraine Scafaria.
Mm-hmm.
Since the Academy Awards first aired in 1929, just four women have been nominated for Best Director. Only one has taken home the Oscar.
Catherine Bigelow for The Hurt Locker was the only winner. Lena Wertmuller was nominated for Seven Beauties back in the 70s. Jane Campion for The Piano. And Sofia Coppola for Lost in Translation.
You got it 100%. We've been to the movies with Matt Olien.